said the word on this. There are five active ambassadors on that top. Five. Now, baby. Yeah, I never heard of them. Niger, Tanzania,
Sierra, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Thai Republic,
Malagasy Republic.
No. And
there is one I've never heard of. Zaire. C-A-I-R-E.
Quite frankly.
I've never heard of that.
We've got to find it.
Look at his name.
I guess now, they can't help that. But, you know, we're trying to find a way to have someone. I do believe we can have another way to present those goddamn credentials. You know, there are 140 countries. They change the sons of bitches about every 6 weeks. 6 months, you know, in many cases. You check it all out.
Just unbelievable.
Can't they present to the Secretary of State? Find out any country they can find the Secretary of State.
Well, I think the Secretary ought to just shift to the Vice President or Secretary of State or something.
I don't think the Vice President. The President receives the damn credentials and I give a party for the bastards. You know what I mean?
Every 6 months you give a party for the new ambassadors or something?
No. I'll have my usual party. I think I should.
You mean your annual diplomatic reception?
Yeah, I have an annual diplomatic reception. That's what I do. You know, I've been really paid for it and have some entertainment and but I don't know all that bullshit.
That's almost works. This is sort of slow death, but
it's okay. Because you can't get out of this cloud.
Yeah, squeezed in between. You get Thailand, New Zealand, and Jamaica. Jamaica,
what are you talking about? Jamaica, for Christ's sakes. I've met the son of a bitch before. But they're a new man. It's a new man. You see, they change so often in those black countries. See, the other governments, Bob, the England's ambassador, is probably one in 4 years to change the ambassador. But these other countries, their governments change every year, just go.
And it's unbelievable. It really is.
What about Connelly? What's the thought about
Connelly? Connelly is, well, still, or
is he set up his broadcast?
His cold and flu thing developed into a severe sinus problem. No, it's not pneumonia. His son has pneumonia. And, but he has a sinus thing that they have it under heavy treatment, not sedation, but it's some kind of drug. And
you talk to him?
Yeah.
Is morale all right?
Yes, very much so. Yes. And he says he doesn't feel too bad now.
Yeah.
All
right, good.
But his voice is bad.
Where is he?
He's in Houston.
I'll call him.
I told him he'd probably could call at some point.
Good.
He said he'd come up if you wanted him to, and I said I was sure you didn't want him to, unless he was going to be here anyway. He said,
Thursday,
wait,
right?
He's going to wait and see. Is there any point in our pursuing this UPI editor's wives thing with Mrs. Nixon, or should we drop it? Is she very sure with you?
Well, she'd be willing to do it, because we had told her not to. We've done it. She's done those poor damn wives so often.
We haven't done the UPI ones. We did APs.
Goddamn waters. What is the score? When would they want to come?
Well,
could they do it tomorrow?
They could do it tomorrow. Yeah. Today, we had hoped to put on a last minute thing today when you're gone. That would be an ideal thing with you and Camp David. And,
when could we try?
Late this afternoon. After their reception. And just do it for wives. Or for husbands and wives. She won't do one of those if she has to, unless she shakes hands with him, will she?
No, but she likes to shake hands with him, so that's nice. Well, the problem is,
she has no question, we don't want to get you into them. And it's kind of a bad thing to ignore them completely. Maybe we just do a White House tour and let's go with that.
Oh, shit.
And we can do it tomorrow. There'd be no problem to do it tomorrow.
She's going to be the damn baby. Drive down at 3 o'clock. No reason to do that. She can help out right now. But, she had to get her hair done and so forth. That's her problem.
Send Rita out. Let her do it up there.
Who's around here? Connie?
Connie. you'll be here tomorrow, which...
Not tonight, but you can do it that late, that... You do it say five, okay, bye, just have Coach call her. Wait a minute, have her call her, see if she'll do it, okay?
Yeah.
Megan does it today, right?
Well, Governor does it this morning, Megan this afternoon.
It's good.
Your plan this week now is not to go back to Camp David for Wednesday. But then to go up Friday?
Well, no, we depending upon when we have the comment, if the comment feels like it, I might have that meeting Friday. I go up Friday, yeah, Friday afternoon is when I would plan to go up normally, yes. I keep Wednesday relatively free, so we can do, I think, other things.
Yeah.
Question of vote, it's a question simply of presidential activity.
That's right. And I think that it may be that it's a leadership question or some leaders and so forth, but the writing of members of Congress ought to be checked a little bit further due to the fact that it's a hell of a gimmick. It's a hell of a gimmick. I think it's been done once or twice, except for things, but on a thing like this, it's a play that I don't think it's going to be effective. It's an effective thing. They can write the leaders of Congress, which of course gets the story. If you say, well, the president wrote every member of the Congress, you've got to go through the goddamn thing.
Mills is for it, Mahon's against it.
Right.
Mahon, it's going on limited rules on Wednesday. Mahon's going to offer his substitute, which is a congressional veto of your proposed cut. He would have to propose cuts by the 15th of November, and he'd have a right veto. Well,
that's a real loser.
And Mills feels that he's got enough votes to roll that.
Well, let me suggest no mention of writing the members of Congress. Let's decide that.
Okay.
Let's decide that.
Then I better get the bill right quick, Timmons, because he might otherwise.
Incidentally, will you do the hunch or this morning? Or you want Timmons?
I think it's set up for Timmons to do. And you'd have to give us a few minutes if we were going to change that signal.
Well, he isn't very effective.
I understand. But he is your congressional cap. I can move in. Weinberger can move in.
All right. I'll call on Timmons.
Right.
In the future, for purpose of this sort, I was, when I read it, it can't be last night, I was thinking, should have called it. Generally speaking, in the future, don't worry about the sensitivities.
Okay.
Well, of course, by the time next year, we'll have a different man. But we've seen that Dan Timmons at two or three of these things. He's a wonderful guy at getting votes, and he isn't worth a damn for presenting the case.
I understand.
Not worth a damn. Right. His system's right. Totally different from McGregor. Timmons is better than McGregor at getting votes. Probably. But McGregor's a hell of a lot better presenting.
Yep.
And these clowns, they have to have it presented to them. Weinberger is mixed bag. He's half and half. But you're the best. You're the one that should do it, Caroline. Well, we just call on him. Obviously, that scenario you had.
Right. I think your best bet this morning, just to follow the agenda as it's set out. I'll jump in if it's lapsing. And
all right. I'll just let the thing we want to have come of this.
Yeah.
We want these guys to go out and indicate to the press that you're really for this and you're fighting for it and that you have anything more important in your mind right now except to get this piece of legislation.
Yeah. Do we have to have Charlie Walker?